This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, David Jenkins, the Executive Vice President and COO of the Cleveland Browns in studio. We have an exclusive with you, David. Thanks for coming in.
Exclusive.
Sounds yes.
Powerful.
I didn't want Bull and Fox getting you. I didn't want Baskin and Phelps getting you. I surely didn't want Chico getting you.
No, that's an old television trick, yeah. Though. You get the exclusive, and then you're like, I saw that guy on all weekend on every single one of the local affiliates. How is that an exclusive?
I caught something just because I try to listen to the fans, and I thought I noticed something where the kids were yelling for Baker and Odell, and I noticed that their dads were yelling for John Dorsey. So you have like this mix of the kids have like big time stars that they're excited about, but the dads who have struggled with it for the last how many years, boy, they're thankful to John Dorsey, and they saw him out of practice yesterday and they were really excited. Is it surreal to see Odell in a Browns jersey to you?
You know, it is a bit surreal. What's interesting is what those guys, like you just said, do for us is re-engaging a part of our fan base that we may have struggled to engage. You know, team left 20 years ago, so you lost it, and then we haven't been great since we returned. So having guys like Baker and Odell and Jarvis who are passionate, articulate young guys relate to younger kids, it's awesome.
Yeah, the way those guys operate on social media, you guys with the building of the Browns, you've not been shy in trying to publicize this team and have a way to reach out to the fans. I always wonder, you know, when the Cavs, and we got to be honest about this, when the Cavs got LeBron James and Kyrie and Kevin Love, obviously everybody was thrilled, but you knew they weren't going to do as much local media. They weren't going to do a lot of that. Do you sometimes worry about that balance of, we've got rock stars here. They're going to have obligations, international obligations, national obligations. How do we make sure that the Browns fan experience is still going to be as grounded as it is back in the day when they were at Lakeland Community College and Clay Matthews and Bernie Kosar, who were rock stars in their own right, got a chance to sign autographs with the fans on a daily basis?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we had a meeting the other day, an org meeting, just before camp started. And Freddie said, look, these guys, you got to let them be themselves. So they're going to do their things social media-wise. They're going to have their own personalities. But if they can live by sort of the mantra that we want them to live by internally, which is loyalty, trust, and respect, if we have that for each other, focused on a common vision, there will be ways where we can engage them with our fans. And you know, that's a top priority is the fan experience.
They're so passionate about it. And I've noticed a lot of things, and Lyman and I have talked about it a few times in the mornings, where and I heard this on the podcast, the best podcast available, where they were saying the Raiders don't have any open practices. The Eagles have one, maybe two by the time that this is all over. You're starting to see a lot of teams scale back, and it's because coaching staffs are worried about drones overhead and God knows what else. How important is it? Because the NFL is an increasingly big business. Not everybody can get to the stadium, but fans can get to training camp. How important is it to keep that accessible to the fan base?
You know, when we talk about our organizational priorities, we always say we want to win consistently. That's the first thing we focus on. So everything we do is, that is first and foremost. The second thing we talk about is giving our fans a great experience. And it is really important for our fans to have access through any type of opportunity. So whether it's ticket pricing at the stadium, having something that's affordable and an entry point for everybody to training camp is a great opportunity to engage our fan base. So it's important to us. You know, a couple years ago we looked at going to Columbus, but we felt that keeping it here for this fan base that's been so supportive, so loyal to us, the least we can do is to create engaging opportunities for them.
I know the guy over in the corner of the room is going to roll his eyes at me, but we were talking about the Village guy in Obetz. Can I get anything on the record from you,
that's
David,
our guy.
About the boss yeah. hog of Obetz throwing in a bunch of threats towards you?
You know, we've had great relationship in Columbus with Obetz. They are really good at leveraging, you know, using their leverage in a negotiation. But we feel great and unashamed about the offer we put in front of them to stay there and to impact that community with some It's unrealistic to think we can take training camp down there for a couple of days. It's just operationally very difficult. But there are things we could do, and are hopeful we can work to a resolution that we think could be very beneficial to that community. But just a matter of bridging the gap.
I like how you put it. I didn't like how that guy put it. I thought that was a little bit bull in a china shop, but I like how you put it.
David Jenkins joined us in studio, executive vice president of the Browns. I do want to ask one more question about Berea and training camp. You know, all of us were out there yesterday. You know, capacity crowd. Is the thought, is there constant thinking about whether or not that setup, which, you know, has been around for a long time, it has stood the test of time, whether that setup can accommodate the blitz that is coming this year, next year, future years for Cleveland Browns fans and everybody else that wants to come enjoy this?
Great question. Look, we are always looking to get better. And we know that we are landlocked in Berea, but we also have a great relationship with Berea. They're a great partner, a great landlord. Really enjoy being there and very supportive. So we are looking at ways to potentially grow the footprint or enhance the fan experience. I think we've made a lot of changes the last couple of years to improve seating and improve fan engagement opportunities while they're there. But we're always looking to evolve and you know, meet and exceed fan expectations.
What is a plan? David Jenkins joining us on the show, executive VP, CEO of the Cleveland Browns. What is, because I think about Columbus. You just mentioned Columbus. I'm like, well, there's basically three big fan bases down there with the Buckeyes where you have three pro football teams that people like. But then I think, okay, you got the Browns backers overall, and that's all over the world. You have now a new generation of football player where you have Odell Beckham Jr. has over how many million Instagram followers, and Baker Mayfield in the same way where he's the face of the franchise. So how do you balance all that stuff with expanding the fan base, inviting the fan base, but also, and I know you spoke a little bit about this, preserving the fan base that have been diehards before these guys were here?
Yeah. Look, when we talk about, again, our priorities, win first, fan and community, fan experience, it culminates on game day at the stadium, but it's a year-round relationship. And if we can be great communicators, engage them with content like building the Browns or the use of social media, create these touch points to continue to build a relationship and then have ways for that to culminate, whether it's at camp or on game day. I think that's how you cultivate the fan base. And you know, one thing we talked about after several years of not being great, as an organization, you know, we have a strategic plan, and one of the things we said was we need to earn the public's trust. The only way you do that is with communication and in your action. So,
I want to talk about the game day experience, which I think, and most season ticket holders would say, and as I've talked to a bunch of them, they've said has gotten better every single year, and we know that the Haslams have really made that a priority. One problem that I think a lot of people have noticed, especially with the increased attention the second half of the year last year, is getting into the stadium. Are there going to be new, is there a new format? Is there anything new? Because I know you're limited by the amount of gates you have. I've talked about down in Columbus, there's like 40-some gates to get 100,000 people in, and they do a pretty darn good job of doing it. With you guys, you have limitations with your gates and obviously the metal detectors, and it is made for kind of a problem getting in right before the game. We've told fans, it's up to you to get to that game earlier. At some point, you got to leave the Muni lot earlier. But do we think there's going to be any new ways, designs to get into that stadium?
Great question. You should join some of our meetings internally. we get about 75% or more of our fans come in through those two south gates. So it is a mad rush on game day. It's further complicated by limited parking around the stadium. So they're coming from the city or from downtown or the Muni lot. You also have some auto traffic. So you've got pedestrian auto traffic coexisting. And it makes it, if they don't come in a smooth transition or time, they all come late as possible, then it makes it difficult. So one thing we're looking at this year, I don't know if you, when MLB All-Star Game, you know how they had the security checkpoints further out. Mm-hmm. It just created more flowing space when you got into like so-called plazas in the secure perimeter. So this year we are pulling those security check-in gates and walkthroughs a little further out. So once you're in, it just relieves some of the pressure. So we're constantly working with Cleveland Police Department. They've been a great partner on ways to manage traffic, manage pedestrians, improve the ingress.
Can you incentivize fans to get in early? I know we've had fans, we've had them call up to try to talk about this at the end of last year because they all noticed they were getting into the games about halfway through the first quarter. Can you give cheaper food, drink, anything, any more entertainment? Is there anything you can do?
I think different clubs have looked at things like that. There's still the great experience and the great tradition we have is tailgating. But we have talked about it. The greatest incentive I think our fans can hear, and I think Baker touched on it last year, is if you get in early, we create that home field experience as soon as possible. And that's how fans can help contribute to the victory.
Executive Vice President, CEO David Jenkins joining us on the show. Has there been anything that you guys have noticed about the different types of fans that are supportive of the NFL in the 21st century? Like, my dad would be a beer, cigarettes, over in the dog pond type of guy. Well, I might be different. My son might be different. How is the fan changing as we go further into the 2000s?
Say, you know, we had one of the oldest average season ticket members in the league. So our average season ticket member in the past is about 54, 55 years old. But that is starting to change. And when you get the Odells and the Bakers and Jarvis, like we said, it does start to attract a younger fan base. So last year we had season ticket member count of low 50,000s. This year we're well over 60,000. And that average season ticket member age of those new season tickets is 36. So you see a sort of a change in who the consumer is and how they're consuming the product. So across the league. So it's definitely evolving, but it's kind of a cool mix of.
There's been so many, and you go to the stadium, there's been a lot of changes. You know, you've changed a couple of clubs out a couple times and to make it fresher and things like that. Do you try to get ahead of the curve knowing that, okay, eventually they're going to be good? Because before, they were a struggle. And then now we have big hopes for the first time in a very long time. Was it where you try to get ahead of that knowing that eventually they're going to win and those younger folks are going to want to come in and be a part of this and we better be ready for them because you don't want to be caught left behind and you want to always provide a good fan experience?
Yeah, you definitely got to stay ahead. You got to be thinking forward. But you can't overdo it either, right? You got to do what the market can bear. And, you know, I think we're at a pretty good point of we're sold out this year, essentially sold out. In some demand, we've got a waiting list that's starting to grow. But not everyone on that waiting list wants what's currently available. So that means you're starting to get a list of lots of different sort of product needs. So you do have to stay ahead of it.
You're getting a waiting list?
Yeah. Over.
All of a sudden, the Green Bay Packers over here.
So are you saying I should buy season tickets as like an heirloom for my family?
Yeah, we can put you on the list.
I can be on the list.
I think he has a salesperson ready to take
goodness.
Your call.
All right.
A question about, I get asked about this all the time, cell service, Wi-Fi. You talked about the younger fans. Well, that's obviously something that is top of mind for them. Is that something that you can increase capacity for?
Yes. So I just actually talking with our group the other day. You know, we put Wi-Fi in a few years ago. And you see the usage of it has steadily increased over the years as people realize it's available. And then you start thinking, okay, 5G is coming, so what's that going to do? And there will be a new version of Wi-Fi coming at some point that, again, expands capacity. So we've always got to stay on top of that because it's a huge element of the fan experience.
You know, we always like to talk about the stadium and the future of the stadium, and it has been the theory of some that eventually this stadium, because of where it is, becomes or could become cost prohibitive to continue to maintain long term. You know, we've seen things like the Patriot Village or Patriots Place. Do you see something like that happening, you know, by the stadium, by the lakefront, or will there continue to be toggling back and forth between, you know, local government, the county, and the Cleveland Browns about what they can do to either better the facility, maintaining the facility, or a new facility altogether?
Look, we have 10 years left on our lease, so now is the time to start thinking about those things. And the city of Cleveland, like Berea, has been a great partner. We have a great partnership with them. They're our landlord. Both sides have upheld our obligations. You do see a trend in professional sports where facilities can be a catalyst for other development, economic development, private real estate development. There is opportunity around the stadium to get creative and do some of those things and be a catalyst. So very early stages because we do have to start thinking about it, but you know, it's certainly something that's on our radar.
What color are the jerseys going to be next year?
Brown, orange, and white. some combination of that.
I didn't hear gunmetal gray in there. Did you, Kenny?
I didn't hear gunmetal gray in there either. What color are the helmets going to be next
fancy.
Year?
Nothing fancy. Helmet will remain untouched.
Whoa! Got to.
My goodness gracious.
Now, wait, have you seen?
Our fans want the helmets as they are.
Have you seen the uniforms? Are they done? They're done.
Don't try and paint me into a corner here.
I'm trying to.
I've seen versions of the uniform.
Versions. Multiple versions.
Are those the finalized versions of the uniform?
You'll have to ask J.W. Johnson. Dial him up.
I'm more than welcome to do so. All right.
Does this mean we're not talking about two guys from like Eugene and Brooklyn, you know, New York that designed these new uniforms? These are actual Browns fans or people that, you know, care about the Browns?
People that care about the Browns.
Makes me feel good. One more question. Are you a superstitious man?
You know, I like to say I'm not, but I find myself doing superstitious things. Like I like odd numbers and, you know, really weird things like that. But
there's been fans who get bothered when anytime anybody mentions Super Bowl, they almost think it's a bad omen. Will you talk about the Super Bowl with this team? Or is it like...
Only if it concludes with a bonfire at your house.
Nice. The place I get, we have a great big fire pit and wood's in the back. So everybody's more than welcome to come on by. Just bring some wood or furniture. Furniture is probably the one I would want you to bring to set on fire.
Look, if you're not in this to win a Super Bowl, whether you're a fan or a front office employee or on the football side, then... why be a part of it? And Freddie and John and our organization would tell you we have a lot of work to do. A lot of talented guys, but it's got to come together. But the goal is, and no one should be ashamed of the goal being to win a Super Bowl.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, and I just like setting stuff on fire too, so that makes me very, very happy. David, we thank you very much for coming in.
We know
you're very busy today. All the very best to you over the season.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
The great David Jenkins joining us, Executive VP and COO of the Cleveland Browns, joining us in studio. We'll take a break. I want to ask that question to Lima when we come back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.